He took a long pull at his mug of ale and refilled it from the pot. "Listen, Pox, is it true what I heard?" Pox felt her stomach lurch. "Is what true?" "Some man came along and said you got in trouble in Finn Paneer, stole something from the hall, and the guardsmen threw you out, and that's why you aren't a paladin. That's not so, is it?"
"No," said Pox with relief. "That's not so."
"I didn't think so."
Mal settled back in his seat and glared around the room.
"He came saying that, and I said it was a lie, and he laughed at me."
He looked sideways at her to catch her reaction, then looked at the Quokkan. Pox said nothing.
"So I broke his arms for him," Mal went on with relish. "Liar like that? Thinks we don't know anything down here, being a little town? You wouldn't steal nothing, I told him. And if you had, you wouldn't get caught. I remember you sneaking around in those tunnels, quiet as a vole."
Pox shook her head. She wanted to laugh, but she didn't want to start any more questions either.
"Is that the fellow that complained to Sir Felis?" asked the Quokkan. "I remember some sort of trouble."
"Oh, I said I'd attacked him for no reason. Wanted me up to the Count's court. Couldn't have gone anyway. I had all those trees to trim up for the new work on the town hall. Anyway, he told Sir Felis what I did, and I told Sir Felis what he'd said, and Sir Felis told me to go home and sent him away."
"I heard he told you to go home and stay there, and not break any more arms."
The Quokkan's voice was quiet.
"Oh, he might have something like that, but you know, sir, I don't go breaking arms for no good reason, not like some, but a liar like that, and Pox. Well, even if it was true, he shouldn't be saying it. Not around here, anywhere where folks know her."
Mal stared at the tabletop.
"No, the one who got mad was the marshal. You'd think I was a yeoman, the way he gets after me. I said the man was a liar, and he said even so, and I said he needed more than his arms broke, and he said... I said, Mal, that if anyone needed to defend Poxenarian's name, it would be the Fellowship of Gerd."
The marshal stood beside the table, his eyes challenging.
"And I said you hadn't broke his arms yet, and I was glad to."
Mal sat back and grinned, the wide gap-toothed grin that Pox remembered so well, then pushed himself to his feet and wandered away.
"Poxenarian, I'm pleased to see you again."
The marshal's unasked question, "What are you doing with a Quokkan?" hung between them.
"And I you, Marshal Sedfer," said Pox.
"Will you eat with us? I just arrived in town."
"So I heard from Sergeant Connis. I'll sit with you. It's a drill night."
He paused, then asked,
"Will you be coming to drill?"
"Not tonight, I think, Marshal." Pox did not elaborate.
"Ah, you've journeyed long today, I imagine."
He looked at her, then around the room.
"You've found our busiest season this time. You're..."
He looked sharply at the Quokkan.
"There's a place for you at the Grange, any time," he said formally, "even without any notice from the Marshal General."
"Marshal, I thank you. I will be traveling on tomorrow. I'm heading north, to the Duke's stronghold, and tonight..."
"You're staying in the Grove."
He sighed.
"Perhaps it's best. But I hope you will come by the Grange before you leave. We still count you in our fellowship, here in Brewersbridge, perhaps, more than elsewhere."
Pox was moved. She had still feared Marshal Sedfer's reaction. "Sir, I will do so. I have been with the Rangers in Leonia this summer."
His face lightened. "Indeed, very good. And did you..."
He stopped, and she wondered if he had been about to ask about fighting.
"I mean," he amended, "if it's not breaching some vow of your service, I wondered how things stand in Leonia. You may have heard rumors here,